Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, April 1st, 2025 edition. Congressman Jack Bergman issued a statement yesterday afternoon commending the governor, Gretchen Whitmer's declaration of the state of emergency in 10 counties affected by this historic ice storm. State has activated the State Emergency Operations Center to coordinate relief efforts and to provide critical resources to impacted residents. Our northern Michigan and upper peninsula counties have experienced unprecedented damage over the weekend from the historic ice storm, said Bergman. I'm grateful Governor Whitmer has declared this important state of emergency, which makes vital resources available for our first district counties. We cannot express how thankful we are for the tireless work of our linemen, first responders, and everyone on the ground doing everything they can to help our communities. The State Emergency Operations Center has been working alongside local officials throughout the weekend to monitor conditions, ensure roads are clear of debris, and to help restore power where possible. Downed trees, widespread outages, even loss of phone and cellular services have been severely impacted in communities within the region, especially Otsego, Oscoda, Mount Morenci, Presque Isle, Emmett, Charlevoix, Sheboygan, Crawford, Mackinac, and Alpena counties. I just spoke with Janet Vance over there in Tuscarora Township, Indian River area. She was told by PAIENG that it could be a week before the power's back on. Trees down everywhere. Power lines decimated. Just absolutely complete devastation. Janet said she's never seen devastation like this ever for all the years she's been living up here in northern Michigan. Well, the state of emergency declaration authorizes the Michigan State Police, as well as the Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division, to mobilize their state resources beyond existing efforts. According to the governor, the decision was made to provide swift support. That's why this morning I'm declaring a state of emergency to get help out of the door as fast as possible for the Michiganders hit by this ice storm. Yesterday, we activated our State Emergency Operations Center to be the one coordinating our response. State and local emergency teams are already on the ground, and we will continue collaborating with the local first responders as well. We will get through this together, said Whitmer. Bergman remains in close contact with local leaders, emergency management personnel, and state officials to ensure that the impacted communities receive the assistance they need. Northern Michiganders are strong and resilient, Bergman added. And now with coordinated support from local, state, and federal partners, I know we will recover and come back even stronger than before. Closing out his press release statement. Also commenting was State Senator John DeMoose. I'm grateful that Governor Whitmer has taken swift action by activating the State Emergency Operations Center, supporting these affected areas by the ice storm in northern Michigan. My community continues to remain resilient following this devastating storm. Let's work together to help stabilize northern Michigan communities and recover from the disaster. Another state senator, Michelle Hatanga of Manton, said many residents have reached out to our office regarding the damage they experienced from the ice storm. I'm thankful to the governor and the first responders for their assistance with this disaster. This is a critical step to restoring power for those affected in our Michigan communities. Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting is how quickly not only Whitmer came out with the state of emergency declaration, but how Congressman Bergman has been putting out these press releases somewhat on a weekly basis, when before, after the elections, I don't remember getting these type of updates from the congressman. Oh, that's right. He already has an announced candidate running against him for 2026. Kind of interesting that not only Bergman, but also Senator John DeMoose was part of Bergman's press release. And I guess to provide some cover, they included State Senator Michelle Hatanga as well. Very, very interesting. Well, that person, Justin Michael, has already reached out to me at the radio station wanting to talk about being a sponsor and running commercials and doing weekly interviews with us, as he is going to primary challenge either Congressman Bergman or State Senator John DeMoose next year for the first congressional district seat. But again, I mean, I'm just being honest with you folks. I don't ever remember seeing these kind of press releases so soon after re-election in November. Most of the time I start getting these type of press releases to the radio station usually in the re-election year. Next year, 2026. So we'll continue to watch this. I found that to be kind of interesting. One other thing that I want to look at here. Let's see, do we have time? Yeah, we have time for this story. The process by which the state of Michigan is reacting. Kind of interesting how this is all coming about. News agencies are reporting that these state of emergency funds that are going to come from Lansing and even Washington, D.C., will all be directed through the states. The state's agency. At this point, I don't even know or have heard of FEMA coming here from Washington to look at any of this. So that was kind of interesting. And also the fact that this process, as we look at this state of emergency implementation, coming from the state agency that the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has implemented. State Emergency Operations Center, SEOC. is the acronym for it. Sorry, folks, never have heard of it. So kind of interesting to see how this is unfolding and how it's being implemented, how it's being carried out. Let's see. One last thing. Let's see. No, that one's too long. I can't get to that one right now. We'll save that for the third hour. That's going to be a long one. Let's just wrap this up with a field report. Governor Gretchen Whitmer returns Sunday from a week-long economic trip to the United Kingdom and Ireland. She traveled with Michigan Economic Development Corporation CEO Quentin Messer Jr., as well as DNR Director Scott Bowen, as well as Michigan Department of Ag and Rural Development Director Tim Boring. During the trip, Governor Whitmer met with the Midlands Aerospace Alliance, an organization that includes 300 members based in the UK. They also met with agribusiness and government officials. Whitmer said, "I was proud to travel to the United Kingdom and Ireland to strengthen our relationship with businesses and government leaders as we told our story and made the case for Michigan as the best place to innovate, build the future, and grow." While State Representative Tom Kuntz, Republican of Clare, put forth a tribute last week that expressed admiration for the governor's tireless commitment to international visits and frequent flyer programs. The tongue-in-cheek resolution wasn't formally introduced in the House, but the tribute shows its appreciation for Whitmer's dedication to keeping Michigan skies well-traveled and keeping the airline industry afloat, while potholes remain embedded in our state's roads. We'll wrap this tribute up from Representative Kuntz. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Going to wrap up this story. Republican state representatives not happy with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's travels to the UK and Ireland. Resolution written, submitted by State Representative Tom Koontz of Clare. The end of the tribute suggests that a framed copy of the resolution be delivered to the governor's office with a Michigan-themed gift basket to remind her of what she left behind while traveling the world. Even though the resolution wasn't formally introduced into the floor, State Representative Steve Cara, Republican of Three Rivers, introduced House Bill 4310 last week that would require a roll call vote resolution in the legislature approving taxpayer funding of the governor's out-of-the-country trips before they could be allowed. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has recently racked up quite the cachet of frequent flyer miles on the taxpayer dime, Kara said in a statement. The governor shouldn't be using taxpayer dollars to fund trips to meet with her globalist, elitist friends who want taxpayer-funded corporate handouts in order to attract them to come to our state. Well, the bill, House Bill 4310, was referred to the House Government Operations Committee. Now, that committee, as you well know, we talk about it all the time. Government ops is where bills go to die. So evidently, Speaker Hall isn't interested in taking up this bill, which he knows has no snowball chance in heck of passing in the Senate, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer surely would not sign. So he's not wasting his time on the bill. But Kara makes a good point. Shouldn't there be oversight on these foreign trips that the governor is allowed to take? Especially the fact that we, the taxpayers of Michigan, are the ones funding these trips. Again, I mentioned it last week. How much, Governor, did this trip cost us, the taxpayers? Now, I'm not going to even bother to submit a FOIA request. Why? Because she won't answer it. Governor's office doesn't have to respond to FOIA requests. Neither does the State House of Representatives or the State Senators. neither does the Attorney General or the Secretary of State. Well, Matt Hall, for some reason, refuses to work toward getting these FOIA request laws passed here in Michigan. Well, hopefully that's something a new Republican governor and Senate majority next year, when they get elected in 2026, will be a top priority for January of 27 when they take office. I don't understand for the life of me how we cannot get Freedom of Information Act requests from our elected officials in Lansing. We have to do it. We have to do it at the local level. Submit a FOIA request to a county government, a local government, township, city, or village. They have to respond. There's even deadlines for them to respond, and penalties, fines, fees can be imposed if they don't do it. But when it comes to Lansing, we don't have that. So there's no way of knowing how much money these trips have cost us. So we'll follow this bill, but I doubt it's going anywhere based on the fact that it went to Government Ops Committee. That's the committee, again, where bills go to die. I don't think it's going to go anywhere, but we'll see. As a matter of fact, next week I probably reach out to Steve Kyra, see if he can come on the show and talk about it. Why was it referred to that committee? We'll have to wait and see. One of the things we're also going to talk about in the next hour is the budget process. As we're heading into spring break, where are we at? How does it look? Are they going to even be able to get a budget passed? We've got a couple of stories pulled up for that as well. So one of the things very, very interesting that is coming down the road that we are going to be looking at is the state budget and how it's moving forward in the House, the Senate, as well as the governor's expectations. She already put out her proposal. According to Speaker Matt Hall, it's not going to happen. So what are they going to do? Talk more about that in the third hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing.